I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
How you doing?
Hey,
how you doing?
Jared Payton.
I always feel smarter when I get off the phone with you guys. Appreciate it.
Former NFL running back.
And Payton will hit Pater. Touchdown Titans.
College football national champion.
Jared Payton, one of my favorite teammates because he knew exactly what it was to be great. And we needed guys like him where Walter Payton was his dad. He lived under that shadow. When it was his time to step up, he did.
Sports anchor for WGN.
Hey, let's talk a little Bears football.
With the cold temps expected on Sunday, the Bears should lean on their run game once again this week. That means a heavy dose of DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manungai. Swift, though, he was named co-FedEx Air and Ground Player of the Week for Week 13.
Take a look at this. First game with 200-yard rushers since 85, the Super Bowl year. With Manungai and Swift today, who are the two guys? Walter Payton, of course, and Matt Sui.
Well, if you're a Bears fan, how exciting is that? Just cool to see they got an offense.
Only been 40 years, second and one.
The Jared Payton Show today.
Jared Payton with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
You know that the Bears' run game is doing something right when Jared's dad and his uncle get mentioned. Because if we're talking about a great backfield, you have it with Payton and Sui. Jared Payton joining us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. JP, did you air pump, like the fist pump, when they said that last week during the game?
You know I did, you guys, man. Anytime I hear, you know, my pops and my uncle, Matt Sui, you know, mentioned with those guys. Pretty cool, though, to see that the ground game is back in Chicago and both DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manungai doing their thing. Shouts out to the O-line, though. We got to give the big guys up front a lot of love because they were the big guys up there making the moves for those guys back there getting through the holes.
Yeah, every one of them got a game ball and
hey,
well-deserved.
Hey, Speaks. Real quick.
Yeah.
I Lawrence came out hot, and I you know, because it was, you know, I just got to say what's up to the whole crowd. You guys got a live crowd there. I got to
yes,
say
sir.
What's up to them. You know what I'm saying? Got to say what's up to them. That's love. And I got to say what's up to you guys, and shouts out to you guys for teaming up with Matt. I know he's new to the team. I'm so grateful for him. A couple of weeks ago, I was in St. Louis with my daughter for her soccer tournament, and we were going to her second game at night, and we're listening to, my daughter likes listening to the song by Yeet named Come and Go, so we're jamming in the car, and lo and behold, Matt Forte's name pops up on the screen, and I was like, I gotta take this. So why is he calling me on a Saturday? And he called me to ask me to sit down with him and like basically do a conversation with him at the University Club in Chicago about his book. And he thought that I would be the best person to sit down with him and have a conversation, a fireside chat, talk some questions. So I'm always great for him. And it's so cool that you guys are teaming up with him along with our Score family. So kudos to you guys.
I love it. And the University Club, swanky. Look
fancy.
At that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't even pronounce most of the stuff that was on the menu, Speak. So it was all good.
That's outstanding. Yeah, we're looking forward. We'll have Matt here in just a little bit. But speaking of your pops, like, do you have memories of him versus the Packers? He lost a lot,
But then he was fortunate to be around for a really good batch of games where he got to win an awful lot under Ditka, of course.
Yeah, I mean, everybody that's listening right now at home and also live with you guys, my deep hatred and disgust for that team up north. I know we always talk about what happens on the field and the scores and the wins and losses. Mine came because of how locked in and focused my dad was throughout the week at our house, that no one could really talk because he was so focused on winning the game and what he had to do. So I get so mad. I used to get mad because we used to sit at the dinner table and you couldn't say anything because I'd want like a piece of bread and some butter, but I couldn't ask for it because you could see how locked in his eyes were and his face were about going into this game. So that's where a lot of my disgust comes from, is as a child not being able to kind of like roam around my house freely having fun, because everybody knew during this week against that team up north, dad was going to be locked in.
That is amazing. So you felt a difference in the tension and the focus in Packers week at home.
Yes. It was a totally different feel. My dad knew, he knew what it meant to the organization. He knew what it meant to the guys inside that locker room. And he also knew what it meant to the Bears fans that would stop him everywhere that he would go throughout that week and when he was out and about. So he always wanted to put on the best show. And wow. I always go back to that 85 game, and I look at up in Lambeau and just seeing how determined he was, getting thrown over the bench and Matt Sui taking that big hit. And it was just so much that went into that. But watching, you know, that game, you can see if you watch that highlight of him, how much that game meant to him.
So with this particular game, what do you think is important? Like, what's the formula if the Bears are going to win?
Copy and paste from last week. It's got to be Lawrence. You got to find a way to assert your dominance early on in this game. And it's got to be, you know, having success, you know, on first down and running the ball on first down. You look at the team, you look at how the Bears played last week against the Philly. I mean, even just being good on third down, but it was establishing the run. It was dominating the guy on the other side of the ball across from you. But then also scoring touchdowns when you're also getting, you know, long drives and sustaining drives. They kept Philly's offense over out there on the sidelines drinking Gatorade for a long period of time. That has to be the same exact kind of recipe if they're going to have a way to leave out a Lambeau with a win. But, yeah, I heard you guys talking earlier. Caleb's going to have to throw the football at some point. I do think that the way that the weather forecast is being, you know, kind of, you know, put out there, it's going to be a tough one. But at some point, you're going to have to make some throws, take what the defense is giving you when it comes to Caleb, and his arm and legs are going to be so vital, I think, in this game on Sunday.
We had a fun conversation, I thought, yesterday afternoon about the difference between a quarterback who's really good at managing the game and a quarterback who you disparagingly call a game manager. Like there's a semantics issue about it. And like it's like a slur. It's like a quarterback slur when you call somebody a game manager. But the way Ben talked about Caleb managing the game, you realize that perhaps it shouldn't be. That's step one if you want to be an NFL quarterback, at least for Ben Johnson.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Yeah, I mean, it's I think we talked about this when I was out in Atlanta, just about taking, you know, taking some of the pressure off of him, and that I thought that running the football would be key this whole entire season for him under his first year with Ben Johnson. And so, if you can have that success, and everybody wants to have the quarterback that can, you know, take over the game and all that. I feel like we haven't really seen that from Caleb yet, but I look at around the NFL to some of these other young quarterbacks, you guys. I mean, it's really hard. We crown these quarterbacks early on, and then it comes to the next year where we're trying to figure out where they are. For Caleb, I feel like he's right where he needs to be. He's scratching the surface of how good he actually can be. And, yeah, there are a lot of things that he needs to fix. But I love what I see from him. Tough as nails, hasn't missed a football game. And I know the accuracy is sometimes an issue there, but we all love what he does at the end of games when you need him to show up the most. So I think over time he is going to be good. That moniker on him right now, his team is winning, and he's still a young quarterback. We're talking about year two. He has a lot more growth with Ben Johnson, how I feel for it when I look at his future. So as of right now, yes. But at some point down the stretch, though, he's going to – that Caleb that we're all hoping for has to come out at some point. And it's going to – it might be a couple of times before we hit the end of the season.
How cool is it to see Nashawn Wright win Player of the Month?
I mean, I'm so happy for that young man. I look at him and I know all the stuff that he's been through, and it's hard to play in this league. And sometimes, you know, you have to – you know, wait for an opportunity because of injury or someone goes down in the game, whatever it is. But you have to find a way to be able to establish yourself. And to see him get an opportunity the way that he's been playing, and I know the stat that you were talking about, Lawrence, when it comes to how many, you know, touchdowns that he's given up as well. But the impact that he's had on games and his ball skills of these interceptions and that we've seen when you watch him, he's got crazy talent. And I feel like there's the sky's the limit for him to only get better. And getting that opportunity to play and not to have Jalen Johnson around and Tyreek Stevenson on the other side, he's got a chance to be able to build and grow. And I think that's what's so cool about watching this team, especially on the defensive side of the ball, is that injuries have happened, but you know that there's other guys behind there in depth that are getting really valuable playing opportunities and playing time. And I believe that's only going to help as they go down the stretch of this end of this season, because you never know what's going to happen. But luckily, seems like this team is starting to get healthy at the perfect time.
So are you carrying on the family tradition? Like, can anybody talk to you during Packers week at the dinner table, or are you tense?
No, I'm cool. It's hard because, you know, I'm at WGN most of the time at dinner time. So I just – if you watch my newscasts, all week, like, I've not said the P word at all. I never say it throughout the week. So I always reference that team, the NFL team from Wisconsin. So if you watch me tonight, you'll see.
All right.
I will not say it at all week. So that's the thing that I get mad about. If I about to say the P word and then I ratchet it back and you're live on TV, sometimes people are like, oh, what was he about to say? They know. I'm not saying that word.
Well, a good tense breakfast table would be good for family dynamics, too. You know?
No, it's totally fine. JP, you are the man. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Talk to you guys.
That's Jared Payton, man.
It's so funny thinking about, because, you know, we all have memories of being a kid and, like, mom and dad are in a fight or something and something's tense around the table. For him, it was Packers week. Like, damn it. My dad wasn't playing Green Bay this week.
Doug Buffon would always call it Packers Panic Week, and everyone's on edge, and it's a good thing. Thanks to Jared Payton for stopping by. We appreciate that. We love talking football with him. We also love talking football with Matt Forte. He is in the hallway. He is getting ready to come and join us. So if you're watching on YouTube or Twitch, make sure you keep watching. If you're listening, keep listening. If you're here in studio, man, y'all about to get a treat. Matt Forte is next here on The Score.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.